We consider it a very troubling phenomenon that really goes to the heart of the international human rights framework as a human rights violation against women's right to life, a right not to be tortured, and also to lead a life without violence. These are issues that we're aware of, exist in many countries, but we feel that it's inadmissible that by virtue of cultural practices, women's right to life is being violated. And we feel that the government, the authorities, need to prosecute and investigate those crimes, identify who are the perpetrators, and make it clear that this is not tolerated, because it is not just a cultural practice. It is right to life, and in the criminal jurisprudence, it's murder. So therefore, there's a serious issue regarding women who are accused of being sorcerers. The killings that result, in addition to the torture, is against international human rights law. The government of PNG has signed on to many conventions and therefore is obligated to assure the protection. The state, in every case, has a duty to protect, and we feel that that duty to protect is failing. We need to embark on an action plan that will be effective in providing protection to these women as a state duty, the state as a duty bearer in making sure that the human rights of the population, the right to life, security, physical integrity, are protected.
It is happening to men too, but we've heard evidence at this conference the ratio is more like 5-1 against women. So the UN has a particular focus on what's happening to women in this regard?
Yes, we have had the visit of the Special Rapporteur for Violence Against Women, Rashida Manjoo, make a visit to PNG, and she established immediately the link between sorcery-related killings and violence to gender-based violence. And we would urge the government to address this issue by putting and implementing the gender-based violence legislation, so that this would be a priority. In other words, it is linked immediately to gender-based violence because it targets the most vulnerable in society. And those are usually elderly women without a male kin or son in the area, and they have no defense. The communities will not come to their defense. On the contrary.
We've heard evidence of horrific cases. Is this really, though, systematic violence?
Yes, it's systematic violence that is taking place against women on all levels. In this particular moment, it's the sorcery-related killings, but that doesn't end it. There's a lot of domestic violence. And there's, of course, the structural violence against women, which means they've been excluded from participation in national life. They have an unequal status. They're not represented very much in parliament, etc. It's the touchstone, let's put it that way, for a structural condition of oppression, marginalization of women in PNG and elsewhere in the world.
What's the state of Papua New Guinea's obligation? Is it responding appropriately?
It has initiated some legislative reform. There was just the repeal of the Sorcery Act on May 28, 2013. And in this conference, there were members of that law commission here with us. So that's a positive step. It's something that permits sorcery-related killings to be addressed with a criminal jurisprudence, criminal law, rather than putting the onus on the sorcerer. So it does provide protection. However, implementation is the big obstacle, because you may have a law, but then if you don't have the police capacity to enforce it, or if the police themselves view the situation of sorcery-related killings with indifference, then we still have a big issue of how to address impunity. Because it's been said, it's not how stiff or how high the penalty is or how harsh, it's if you know the consequences will lead to your imprisonment and if you will face justice. And in this case, as was mentioned in this conference, they know, those that perpetrate this violence know full well they'll get off scot-free. This has to change. This is called the fight against impunity. And this is where the legal system has to have an action plan to better address this phenomenon.